Matthew chapter number 11. Thank you, brother. And I'll begin reading at verse number 1. And it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. I want to preach a little bit about the questions of John, the questions of John in Matthew 11. He sent two of his disciples after he had been imprisoned. And verse number 2, it says, Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? His disciples were still spending a great deal of time concentrating on John, even though John had been imprisoned. There are those that say that maybe John sent those disciples with those questions more for the disciple than it was for John himself. I don't know. That's a good thought, to get them to leave him and to go and to concentrate on he that should come, he that had come, the Christ. If you look right now, and this is the way many preachers have preached it, I have preached it, that because it says, Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him. So John had heard in the prison the works that Christ had done. And he sent with these two questions. Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Now we want to try to answer this, whether it was for more for his disciples or for him. I think that he wanted to be sure, but if you look at John and his words before imprisonment and after, there's a great difference. Before John's imprisonment, he's asking now that he's in prison, Art thou he? Art thou he? The Bible says this in Matthew 3 and verse 11 and 12. This was before prison. John said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to unlatch. He it is that shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor. And he went on. He's given the prophecy of he that should come. He knew the prophecies. Art thou he? He looks to the Lord in Luke chapter number 3 and verse 16 and says the exact same thing. It's the same story. I baptize you with water under repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I. You remember in John 1 and verse number 4, the Bible said, 14, the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And then he said in the next verse, verse 15, and John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was he. Now he's in prison and he's saying, art thou he? John, before prison, said, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is mightier than I. You see, he said those words after he had made that statement. When Christ had come to be baptized of him, he said that. He said that in John. This was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. He's preferred before me because he was before me. He was before me. Now he's saying, art thou he? That's a great difference, isn't it? Of how he is saying, this is the one. He's telling the world, this is he. Now he sends his two disciples with the question, art thou he? Art thou he that should come? Or do we look for another? John, chapter number 3 and verse 22 down through 36. Listen at the words of God. After these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea. There he tarried with them and baptized. And John also was baptizing in Anan near to Salem, because there was much water there. They came and were baptized, for John was not yet cast into prison. And there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. They came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy therefore is fulfilled. Sounds like he knows who this is. Sounds like the friend knows the bridegroom, doesn't he? Amen. And he said there, this my joy therefore is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. He that cometh from above is above all. He hear the words of John testifying about Christ. He that cometh from above is above all. In other words, he's saying, he is from above and he is above all. That's his way of saying he is God. He is the Father. He is God. He is the Creator. He's above all. All things are under him. And so he goes on and says, and what he hath seen and heard, that he testifieth. And no man receiveth his testimony. He that hath received his testimony hath set to his seal that God is true. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. Speaking of Christ, God giveth not the Spirit, the Spirit of God, by measure unto him. See, he gave the Spirit of God to John by measure. He gives the Spirit of God to us by measure. But he didn't give him to Christ by measure. Why? Because that is his Spirit. It is the very Spirit of Jesus, the Spirit of Christ. Amen? And he said, the Father loveth the Son, very plain, and hath given all things into his hand. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. These are the words of the prophet John, pre-prison. Now he is saying, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Art thou he that should come? The one predicted. The one predicted. The one that was prophesied of in the Word. You see, John, that's what he had to go by. That is what God sent him by, was his Word. Not because he felt good that day, not because he got a goosebump, but because of what God said in his Word. Art thou he that should come? The one that God said should come. Because there's been many come. But art thou he that should come? That is prophesied of. That's what he's speaking of. In John 5 and 36, he said, but I have greater witness than that of John. These are the words of Christ. I have greater witness than that of John. For the works which the Father hath given me to finish. The what? The works that the Father hath given me to finish. The same works that I do bear witness of me. That the Father hath sent me. That the Father hath sent me. Matthew 11 again. Verse 2. Now when John had heard in prison the works of Christ. That's what John's looking for. The works of Christ. That God had prophesied when he comes, this is what he'll do. Those in Isaiah, are you listening to me? Those many others that he prophesied of throughout the Old Testament, showing him, amen, in Isaiah 11, Isaiah 35, Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me. That's the great one. Jesus prophesied of that when you remember. When he was there in the temple, when he read the scroll, and he said, this scripture hath this day been fulfilled in your ears. That was Isaiah 61. It's what God said, the works that he would do. the opening of the prison to them that are bound. The gospel have the poor preached. So when he asked, art thou he that should come? That should come, the one prophesied. Jesus is going to show him the works. He's not just going to say, tell John, I'm him. Any man could have said that. He said, tell John again those things which ye do hear and see. Don't tell him anything I've said. Tell him the things that you hear and the things that you see. What was it that they heard? What was it they saw? They saw the blind receive their sight, the lame walk. They saw lepers cleansed, and the deaf hearing. The dead are raised up. And what they heard was poor people having the gospel preached to them. Amen. The kingdom of heaven is yours. Eternal life. Amen. A mansion in heaven. You may not have much here, but I've got much waiting for you over there. Amen. A well of water springing up in you into everlasting life. The Lord preached the gospel to the poor. Why? Because the poor receive the gospel much easier than anyone else. They have nothing else to lean upon, to hope in. And then they hear of the greatest thing that they can possibly hear. A Savior has come to die for their sins, that God loved them. A lot of people didn't love poor people. They trod them down. They abused them. They misused them. But Jesus loved them. He came to the poor. He came to sinners. Amen. Came to those that were cast out and offered them everything. Amen. Everything. Art thou he that should come, or do we look? Now Jesus goes on down and says three times, what went you out in the wilderness to see? What went you out into the wilderness to see? People's out there looking for something. What went you out into the wilderness to see? John says, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? There was people coming out there looking at John. He said, what went you out to see? What were you looking for? What were you looking for? A man clothed in soft raiment? Is that what you was looking for? A king, perhaps? Very nice clothes? He said, they that wear soft clothing are in king's houses. Why are you out here looking for a man in soft raiment? And what went you out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. More than a prophet. Not just a prophet, but more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written. John is not just any prophet. He is prophesied of. He's more than a prophet. It is he of whom it is written. Amen. He of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face. In other words, the one that would come, God would send messenger first. John was the messenger. What went you out for to see? John's the messenger. Does that not mean he that should come is coming after? He that should come. What do we look for another? You know, I've thought about this. What else could anybody look to hope to see that they didn't see in Christ? People today, what are they looking for that Christ had neither promised or could give them? That man is craving for life, forgiveness, liberty, freedom from sin, bondage, all the things that Christ promised. Amen. Things that Christ did. Is there anybody that could come that could do more than Christ? Is there anybody that could come that could do more than what Jesus has done? Absolutely not. There's not anybody that could come that could fulfill the Scripture like Jesus did. Amen? Why? Because He's the one. He is the one. They may have been others try, but they failed. Listen, He did it because He is the one. Art thou He? Yes. That should come. Yes. Or do we look for another? No. Absolutely not. But they're praying over there for another. What more could a Messiah do? If another came down, could He do more than what Christ did? No. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. He did everything the Father said in His Word. Not what man wanted. Listen, He wasn't a magician. He wasn't everybody's circus boy. Amen. He came to fulfill what God said He would fulfill in His Word. From the time of His birth, amen, to the time of His death and resurrection, and still fulfilling. Still fulfilling as our high priest. He is doing the work. What went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaking in the wind? What went ye out? Art thou He that should come, or do we look for another? Is there another? Well, it's not in John. It's in the Word. John is He that should come, and He said, and if you'll receive it, this is Elias, which was for to come in verse 14 of Matthew 11. In other words, God fulfilled what He did in John. And that's who John was. He's not the Christ. In Christ, He will fulfill what God said He would fulfill, just the way John did. John came as the forerunner to prepare the way before His face. He came in the spirit and the power of Elias, as God said that He would, that Elijah would come. Amen. And He said, if you'll receive it. You know what Jesus said in chapter 10 at the end of the chapter, in verse 40. He said, He that receiveth you receiveth Me, and he that receiveth Me receiveth Him that sent Me. And chapter 11 is all about receiving Him. Receiving Him. The only reason that a person doesn't get born again is because they don't want to receive Christ. They don't receive Him. If you believed that He is who He said He was, you'd receive Him. If you knew that He was everything God said He was, you'd receive Him. You'd receive Him today. If you believe in God's holy Word, you'd receive Him today. You don't want to reject Him. You don't want to put Him aside. You don't want to look for another. You certainly don't want to wait. He has come. Christ has come and is coming again. Amen. Right now, if they said, lo, he's in the wilderness, don't believe it. If they said he was in the desert right now, believe it not. Why? Because he said, don't believe it. He said, as the lightning shineth out of the east, even unto the west, even so also shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Just exactly the way his word said he would come, he will come. The angel said in like manner, as you've seen him go, he shall come again. We're looking for that Jesus. That one. The one that John questioned. He knew how important it was. Listen. That what the word said was fulfilled. He could have liked him as a person. He could have looked like him. But not been him. John was looking for absolute proof. What was that? What God had said he was. Everything God said he was. And I think John knew that. I think John knew that. Whether he was doubting at this time, whether he had a shadow of doubt, whether he wanted his disciples to hear it for themselves, because he had testified much about him that was from above. He that had come. He that he wasn't even worthy enough to get down before him. He knew before prison. He knew that Christ was Messiah. Christ was God in the flesh. Christ, he was the creator that was standing before him. He said, I have need to be baptized of you. John knew who he would behave. That relationship, that knowing, that faith that he had. This is the same faith God will give you today if you'll receive him. If you'll receive him. He that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. See, if you'll receive Christ, God will come in too. God will come in too. You can't have God without the Son. It's already been said this morning. The blind receive their sight. What are you looking for? Who are you looking for? What are you waiting on? What do you believe? Do you believe anything? Do you believe anything that's been said? Do you believe anything that we say about God's Son from this book? How could anyone hear God's Word saying that God sent His Son and not receive Him? It's beyond me. Other than they're not. If we really believe there's a hell, there'd be more tears. There'd be more sinners coming to him. If we really believed he could come today, there'd be more of an urgency. Church, we cannot afford complacency. We cannot afford unbelief. We must convince those around us that he is who that he said he was, and that he's coming again. That he is the I Am. That he is the prophesied one. That he is the virgin born Son of God, Word made flesh. And he's coming again. Do you know him? Do you know him? Do you know him? Have you received him? What do you believe? I know before John died, he had that settled in his heart. I think he wanted his disciples to have that settled in their heart. There's one thing for certain, the church wants you to have it settled in your heart. You say, well, I believe all that stuff. Have you received him?
See, when you receive Him, He comes in, He changes you. When you really receive Him, there's something that happens in your life so spectacular that it's hard. It's hard to gather. He said in verse 12, and I'm done. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. And what he was talking about is an expression of earnestness that men have, that were coming to be baptized. They were believing in the power of the Word to wash their sins away, to rid them of satanic power. They believed. They so desperately believed. It was like people coming to take over a place by force. It was like a violent mob. They came in so many, pressing, wanting in. Now that's believing. That's believing. When they start pushing the door down saying, tell us, please, tell us how to be saved, you'll say you've seen the same urgency that he's talking about right here. Kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Do you believe it that urgently? Do you believe Christ could break the power of Satan in your life? The power of sin in your life? Do you believe He can so transform your heart to make a new person out of you? He can do that. The Word says He will do that. We're witnesses today. Children of God in here, lights and salt of the world, witnesses today of God's changing, saving grace. Bless His name. I want you to stand.